I am honored. I'm excited. I'm
estoy
nervous.
Honrado, estoy emocionado, estoy nervioso.
But most of all, I feel blessed that Bishop would allow me to grace this.
Pero más que todo, estoy bendecido de que Bishop me permite hacer esto.
I want to honor you, Bishop. I know you're watching. I want to honor you again. Thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Bishop, una vez más, gracias. Gracias por permitirme estar aquí.
I want to honor all the pastors of the house today.
Quiero honrar a todos los pastores de la casa hoy.
And then a special honor to my wife.
Y un honor especial a mi esposa.
Amen. So, man, worship was awesome.
La alabanza
worship
estuvo
was powerful,
increíble,
right?
Poderosa.
It was so good. Listen, I love songs when we get to call on the name of Jesus.
Yo amo las canciones donde podemos clamar el nombre de Jesús.
How many believe that there's power in his name?
¿Cuántos creen que hay poder en su nombre?
Come on, how many have seen the power of Jesus over their life?
¿Cuántos han visto
he's
el poder
real.
De Dios sobre tu
he's
vida?
Mighty and he's powerful. Amen.
Es poderoso.
Something about it says that his name is above every other name.
Su nombre está sobre todo otro nombre.
And something I always say is if you have a problem,
y yo les diría, si tú tienes un problema,
and you don't know what to call it,
y no sabes cómo llamarle,
just put a name to it.
Ponle un nombre.
And Jesus is greater than that.
Y Jesús es más right? grande que el nombre que le pongas.
Put a name to it. Jesus is greater than that name.
Ponle nombre. Jesús sigue siendo más grande que el nombre que le pongas.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so let me get started. So today I'm going to be talking about how our freedom comes with a price.
Hoy voy a estar hablando de que la libertad viene con un precio.
We know that today we're celebrating Independence Day.
Hoy estamos celebrando el día de Independencia.
Which is a result of the Revolutionary War.
Que es el resultado de la Guerra de Revolución.
And this war was fought because they believed that there was something worth fighting for.
Y esta guerra pasó porque ellos creían que había algo que valía la pena para pelear.
Which was their freedom.
Y era su libertad.
But again, this freedom
pero esta libertad
came with a price.
Vino con un precio.
Many people lost their lives during this war.
Mucha gente perdió su vida.
In doing some research about it, there were about 7,000 deaths.
Estuve investigando y hubo como 7,000 muertes.
So people that died during the war, like in war.
Gente que murió en la guerra.
And then there was another 17,000
y hubo otros 17,000
that died from diseases
que murieron de enfermedades.
And then 20,000 that were taken as prisoners of war.
Y 20,000 que fueron tomados como prisioneros.
Again, all these people went to battle because they believed that their freedom was worth fighting for.
Toda esta gente fue a la batalla porque creían que su libertad valía ese precio.
That was just one. Then later on, almost 100 years later, there was another war that was fought in our country.
Y 100 años después, hubo otra guerra que fue peleada en este país.
Which was the Civil War.
Que fue la Guerra Civil.
This was a war that was fought between the northern and the southern states.
Y una guerra entre los estados del norte contra los del sur.
And this war had to be fought because there were still others on this land that were not free.
Y esta guerra pasó porque había otros que no tenían su libertad todavía.
And again, that freedom would come after the Civil War by way of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Y esa guerra iba a venir después de la Guerra Civil también.
And then 2 years later, known as Juneteenth, is where we celebrate the true liberation of all people.
Y 2 años después, conocemos lo que celebramos como la liberación de todas las personas.
The importance of knowing all of this is that everyone fought.
La importancia de saber esto es que sepamos que todos pelearon
because they believed that their freedom was worth fighting for.
Porque creían que su libertad valía por qué pelear.
It's so important for us to know and understand that our freedom came with a price today.
Es importante que entendamos que nuestra libertad vino con un precio.
Our freedom here as United States citizens came with a price today.
Nuestra libertad como ciudadanos de Estados Unidos vino con un precio.
And we want to honor
y queremos honrar
those that fought for us.
Esos que pelearon por nosotros.
But I want to also talk to you about another price that was paid for your freedom.
Pero quiero hablarte de otro precio que fue pagado por tu libertad.
And this was the sacrifice of all sacrifices.
Y este fue el sacrificio de sacrificios.
This is a priceless sacrifice.
Este sacrificio no tiene precio.
You can't put a price to what was given for your life.
No le puedes poner precio a lo que fue dado por tu vida.
And that's the price that was paid on the cross.
Y ese es el precio que fue pagado en la cruz.
That was the price that Jesus paid for each and every one of us on the cross when he went to Calvary.
Es el precio que Jesús pagó por cada uno de nosotros en la cruz.
Understand, your freedom as a citizen wasn't free.
Y tu libertad como ciudadano.
And then your freedom as a child of God wasn't free.
Y tienes una libertad como hijo de Dios.
It was freely given to you, but it came with a major price.
Y fue regalado para ti, pero vino con un precio muy grande.
Okay, it was freely given to you. You don't have to do anything to obtain it, but it cost a major, major price.
Fue regalado para ti, no tuviste que hacer nada para obtenerlo, pero vino con un precio muy grande.
It reminds me of Romans 5:8.
Me recuerda a Romanos
5:8. When I think of Romans 5:8, I get emotional just thinking about it.
Me pone sentimental pensar en esto.
Because it talks about how while we were still in our sin,
porque habla de que aún estando en nuestro pecado,
while we were still in darkness,
cuando estábamos aún en oscuridad,
while we were still bound,
cuando estábamos caídos,
Jesus went to the cross and died for us.
Jesús fue a la cruz y murió por nosotros.
Even thinking about Jesus knew everything that we would do to deny him.
Y pensar en esto, Jesús sabiendo que haríamos todo esto para negarle.
But he still went to the cross and died for us.
Pero aún fue a la cruz y murió por nosotros.
So while we yet rejected him,
¿por qué lo rechazamos?
While we spit on him,
le escupimos.
While we placed a crown of thorns on him,
mientras pusimos una corona de espinas
en él, he still paid the major price for our lives.
Él aún pagó el precio mayor por nuestras vidas.
That is so heavy for me. It's like I said, I get emotional just thinking about it.
Eso es muy grande para mí, de verdad me pone emocional that solamente pensando.
God thought that I was worth dying for.
Que Dios pensó que yo valía la pena para
God
ese precio.
God thought that you were worth dying for.
Dios pensó que tú valías la pena para morir por ti.
I want to tell you today, whether you feel it or believe it or not, you were worth dying for.
Y quiero decirte, lo sientas, lo creas o no, tú eres digno de alguien que muriera por ti.
And I can tell you this, I bet if Jesus had to do it again, he would do it.
Y te apuesto, te lo digo, si Jesús tuviera que hacerlo una vez más, lo haría, lo haría.
I'm sure he knew all that he had to go through.
Él sabía lo que tenía que pasar.
I'm sure he knew that the weight that he would have to carry.
Él sabía el peso que iba a tener que cargar.
And I can guarantee you again, if he had to go through all that, he would do it again, just for you.
Y te garantizo que si tuviera que hacerlo una vez más, lo haría solo por ti.
Just for you, because he cares that much.
Solo por ti, porque a él importas tanto.
He loves you that much.
Él te ama así de tanto.
You were worth dying for.
Eres digno de que murieran por ti.
Christ took our place. That was, the cross is what we deserved.
La cruz es lo que nosotros merecíamos.
He knew no sin.
Él no conoció pecado.
He had no sin.
Él no tuvo pecado.
But yet he still took the cross for each of us.
Pero aún así tomó la cruz por nosotros.
1 Peter 2:24.
Primera de Pedro 2:24.
Says he himself bore our sins.
Dice quien llevó él mismo nuestros pecados.
Again, he himself bore our sins.
Quien llevó él mismo nuestros pecados.
He died to give us all the opportunity to know him in an intimate way.
Él murió para darnos la oportunidad de conocerlo en una forma íntima.
But he also died to give us power over sin to live a righteous life.
Pero también murió para darnos el poder sobre el pecado para vivir una vida justa.
Can I tell you something? No one's going to pay a high price for something that has low value.
Déjame decirte algo. Nadie va a pagar por algo que no tiene valor.
No one's, I mean, in our right mind, at least, we're not going to pay a high price for something that we know is worth. We're not going to pay $100 for something we know that's worth $10.
No vamos a pagar $100 por algo que no vale un penny o algo.
So what this tells me is that, again, we have high value.
Así que esto me dice una vez más, tenemos un valor.
Because there was an ultimate price that was paid that, again, is priceless. You can't put a price tag on Jesus going to the cross for you.
Porque hubo un precio que fue pagado y no podemos ponerle precio a lo que pagó Jesús en la cruz.
But my question for you is, does your life reflect the value that Christ says that you have?
Mi pregunta es, ¿tu vida refleja el valor que Jesús
pagó?
Does
the way that we carry ourselves reflect the value that Christ paid for us?
La forma en que nos manejamos refleja el precio que fue pagado por nosotros.
And I'm not talking about from the outside, I'm talking about what's on the inside.
Y no hablo del exterior, estoy hablando de lo que está dentro.
I'm talking about our character.
Estoy hablando del carácter.
I'm talking about our attitude.
Nuestra actitud.
Do we walk in integrity?
¿Caminamos en integridad?
Do we honor?
¿Honramos?
When we live a life like that, it's a life that reflects the price that was paid for us.
Cuando vivimos una vida así, es una vida que refleja el
precio
que fue pagado.
Others should be able to tell.
Otros deberían de darse cuenta.
Others should be able to tell that there was a price paid for you.
Otros deberían de ver que fue un precio pagado por ti.
Because you live your life reflecting that.
Porque tú vives tu vida reflejando eso.
How I talk to people.
Cómo yo le hablo a las personas.
How I carry myself.
Cómo yo me manejo.
Again, it's not so that everybody, it's not so that I can show everybody myself.
No se trata de que yo muestre a todo mundo mí.
But it's so that I can show what's on the inside of me.
Es de que muestre lo que está
dentro de mí. It's so that I can show who died for me.
Que muestre quién murió por mí.
People are drawn to things that have value.
La gente es atraída a las cosas que tienen valor.
Right? People are drawn to things that have value. So when people are drawn to you,
cuando la gente es atraída a ti,
they recognize the value in you.
Ellos reconocen el valor en ti.
Amen. I also thought of another verse while I was preparing for this. It's not, I don't think it's going to be up there, but Mark, Mark 10 and 9.
Hay otro verso, Marcos 10.
Now this is something that we usually equate to marriages, where it says, therefore what God has knit together, let no man tear apart.
Esto es algo que le decimos a los matrimonios, es decimos, lo que Dios unió, no lo separe el hombre.
But when I think about this, I think about how sometimes we tear ourselves apart.
Y cuando pienso en esto, yo pienso cómo nosotros mismos nos separamos
a veces. We tear ourselves apart with the words that we use, how we speak about ourselves.
Nosotros nos separamos con las palabras que usamos, con cómo somos a veces.
So let what God had knitted together, the Bible talks about how he formed us in our mother's womb.
Y la Biblia dice que Dios nos formó en el vientre de nuestra madre.
So we were knit together.
Estamos juntos.
Let no man tear apart.
No, que no lo desuna el hombre.
Not even yourself.
Ni siquiera tú mismo.
Right? Don't allow yourself to speak negativity over yourself.
No te permitas a ti mismo hablar negativamente de ti.
Don't allow yourself to speak darkness over yourself.
No hables oscuridad sobre ti mismo.
Because what God has knit together,
porque lo que Dios ha unido,
let no man tear apart.
Que no lo separe el hombre.
Let no man tear apart.
Que no lo separe el hombre.
Not even yourself.
Ni siquiera tú mismo.
How you speak over yourself,
cómo hablas tú de ti mismo,
speaks about the value that you place in yourself.
Habla del valor que tú pones a tu persona.
And if you have an issue with understanding your own value,
y si tienes un problema entendiendo tu propio
maybe
valor,
it's time that we get deeper in the Word to understand the value of the price that the Lord paid for you.
Es tiempo de que entiendas el valor que fue pagado por ti.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all, this is going to be quick, but God is good. Amen.
Esto va a ser rápido, pero Dios es bueno.
Okay, so I'm on my last verse here.
Estoy en mi último verso aquí.
Galatians 5:1.
Gálatas 5:1.
It says, it is for freedom.
Dice, es libertad.
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
Dice, estad firmes en la libertad con que Cristo nos hizo libres.
Stand firm then.
Estad pues firmes.
And do not let yourselves be burdened again.
Y no estés otra vez sujeto al yugo.
By a yoke of slavery.
Al yugo de esclavitud.
First, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
Primero dice que es la libertad con la que Cristo nos libró.
Christ has set us free for us to walk in liberty.
Dios nos libertó para caminar en libertad.
Christ has not set you free to be bound again.
Dios no te liberó para que tú vuelvas a ser esclavo.
Okay, Christ did not set you free so that you can be bound by religion.
Dios no te liberó para que tú seas esclavo de religión.
Right? Christ did not set us free so that we can come back into a place where, again, by religion, we come here, we go through the motions day by day, and we never change, we never live in freedom.
Dios no nos liberó para que vengamos y vivamos en emociones y no cambiamos y no somos libres realmente.
But Christ has set us free for us to live freely.
Pero Dios nos liberó para realmente vivir libres.
To live abundantly.
Para vivir abundantemente.
Right? He wants to bless us. He wants to give us more than we can ask or think.
Él quiere bendecirnos y quiere darnos más de lo que podemos pedir.
So it's important that we understand that we were set free for freedom.
Es importante que entendamos que somos libres
para
libertad.
And then I love this part. Don't let yourself be burdened with that yoke again.
Y amo esta parte. Dice, no estéis otra vez sujeto al yugo de esclavitud.
How many know that before we came to the Lord, we were slaves to sin?
¿Cuántos sabían que antes de venir a Jesús, right? Éramos esclavos del pecado?
We were slaves to darkness.
Éramos esclavos de la oscuridad.
But when we came to the Lord,
pero cuando venimos al Señor,
he broke every chain that was holding us bound.
Él rompe toda cadena.
He destroyed every yoke.
Él rompe todo yugo.
His word, he lifted off the burdens.
Él quita las cargas.
So that's why it says, trade your burden for my burden, because mine is light. Right? And then it says to take off the yoke, for my yoke is easy.
Mi yugo a veces es fácil.
Yeah, my yoke is easy.
Mi yugo es fácil.
So don't walk around yoked up again after the Lord has set you free.
Así que no vuelvas a lo que Dios ya te liberó.
Do we understand what it means to be free?
¿Entiendes qué es ser libre?
Do we know what it means to carry an easy yoke?
¿Entendemos lo que es cargar un yugo fácil?
If we don't know what a yoke is what was put around oxen.
Y un yugo es lo que era puesto.
And this yoke would steer them And you know, while they were plowing, it would tell them which ways to go.
Y este yugo les decía qué camino tomar.
So again, before we came to the yoke, to the Lord, our yoke was heavy.
Y antes de venir al Señor, nuestro yugo era pesado.
It wasn't easy.
No era fácil.
Sin was guiding our direction.
El pecado nos
Darkness
guiaba.
Was guiding
La oscuridad
our path.
Nos guiaba.
But when we came to the Lord,
Pero cuando vinimos
He
a Dios,
took off that yoke.
Él quitó ese
he destroyed
yugo.
That yoke.
Él lo destruyó.
And He lit the path for us to take.
Y él marcó un camino
so now
para
we
que
can
sigamos.
Walk freely with the Lord.
Para que camines libre con el Dios.
We walk freely side by side with the Lord.
Para que camines lado a lado
Every
con
single
Dios.
Day we have that opportunity.
Cada día tenemos esa oportunidad.
We have the opportunity to make decisions.
Tenemos la oportunidad de hacer decisiones.
We have the opportunity to choose.
Tenemos la oportunidad de escoger.
And it's all because he made us free.
Y es porque Él nos hizo libres.
He set us free.
Él nos hizo libres.
I really hope that we understand
De verdad espero que entendamos
the freedom that is in Christ Jesus.
La libertad que hay en Jesús.
And then I also hope that we understand
y también espero que entendamos
that this freedom did not, was not free.
Que esta libertad no fue gratis.
It came with a major price.
Vino con un precio mayor.
So I want to challenge you.
Así que quiero retarte.
Ask yourself,
Pregúntate,
does my life reflect
mi vida refleja
the value of the price that Christ paid for me?
El valor del precio que fue pagado por mí?
I also want to give you the opportunity for those of you that may not or may be struggling with understanding your value.
Quiero dar la oportunidad a los que están batallando con entender su valor.
Things might have happened throughout life.
Tal vez han pasado cosas durante la vida.
You might have gone through some abusive relationships where they tore you down
tal
instead
has,
of building you up.
Tal vez has estado en relaciones abusivas que te han pisoteado y te han
You might have had some life experiences that you still don't want to talk about because it hurts too much.
Tal vez hay experiencias en tu vida de las que no quieres hablar porque te dolieron demasiado.
I want you to come and experience the freedom of the Lord today.
Yo quiero que experimentes la libertad de Dios.
I want if you're willing If you're ready to be free,
si estás listo para ser libre,
if you're ready to experience what it really looks like to be free in the Lord,
si estás listo para experimentar la libertad que hay en Dios,
I want to share a personal story.
Quiero compartir una historia personal.
I had to reconcile with a friend of mine when I went back home last week.
Yo me reconcilié con un amigo la semana pasada cuando fui a mi casa.
Because I no longer wanted to be bound.
Porque yo no quería seguir igual.
Unforgiveness,
sin perdón,
offenses,
con las ofensas,
those things will weigh you down.
Esas cosas te tumban.
But I thank God for His Spirit.
Pero yo le doy gracias a Dios por su espíritu.
That convicted me enough to speak to a friend.
Que me movió a hablar con ese amigo.
So that I can be free.
Para que pueda ser libre.
Again, some of you might be in this house today experiencing the same thing.
Y tal vez algunos están en esta casa experimentando lo mismo.
And you're ready to be free.
Y estás listo para ser libre.
I want to give you that opportunity today.
Quiero darte esa oportunidad hoy.
Anybody.
Alguien.
Amen.
Amen.
Understand, your freedom is for yourself.
Tu libertad es para ti.
Your healing is for yourself.
Tu sanidad es para ti.
Don't look at who's to the left or to the right of you.
No mires quién está a la izquierda, a la derecha de ti.
Because when you're free,
porque tú eres, cuando tú eres libre,
all the glory is going to go to God.
Todo va a Dios.
I also want to give the opportunity of those of you that may not know the Lord as your Savior today.
Quiero dar la oportunidad también a los que no conocen a Dios como su Salvador.
I never want to spend time in the presence of God without offering this opportunity.
Yo nunca quiero pasar tiempo en la presencia de Dios sin ofrecer esta oportunidad.
For those of you that don't know the Lord as your Savior,
para los que no conocen a Jesús como su Salvador,
please come forward.
Por favor, vengan al frente.
Aren't those chains too heavy?
¿No son pesadas esas cadenas?
Isn't that yoke too tight?
¿No es ese yugo muy apretado?
All you have to do is step forward.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es venir adelante.
Step forward in faith.
venir adelante en fe.
And watch God work.
Y mirar a Dios trabajar.
He's gonna do it for you.
Él lo va a hacer para ti.
He's gonna heal you.
Él te va a sanar.
He's gonna break the chains.
Él va a romper las cadenas.
All you have to do is step forward.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es caminar adelante.
And I mean in faith.
Y digo en fe.
God, I pray for every heavy heart in this room today.
Y oro por cada corazón que está con un peso este día.
Father God, I ask that you would touch and heal every heart in this room.
Dios, yo te pido que tú toques y sanes cada corazón aquí.
God, I pray that the heaviness,
Dios, yo oro que el peso
be lifted today.
Sea quitado hoy.
God, we thank you for showing us our worth on the cross.
Dios, te damos gracias por mostrarnos en esa cruz el valor.
God, and I pray that everyone that struggles with understanding their worth,
Dios, yo oro que cada persona que está batallando con entender la palabra,
they would begin to see their value.
Van a empezar a ver su valor.
They would begin to see that you call them the apple of your eye.
Van a empezar a ver que tú los llamas la niña de sus ojos.
They would begin to see that you paid a major price for them.
Van a empezar a ver que tú pagaste un precio mayor por ellos.
God, I come against every lie that was spoken over our people today.
Dios, yo vengo en contra de cada mentira que ha sido hablada a nuestra gente.
And I declare that every word that was spoken,
y declaro que cada palabra que fue hablada,
if it does not align with the will of God,
si no está alineada con la palabra de Dios,
if it does not align with the word of God,
si no está alineada con la palabra,
that it
de
be
Dios,
broken off of everyone's life here today, Jesus.
En la vida,
that
en
it be broken
Jesús.
Off of them today in
será
Jesus'
rota
name.
Hoy en el nombre de Jesús.
You are free.
Eres libre.
You are free.
Eres libre.
You are free.
Eres libre.
You're no longer bound.
No estás
There's no more chains holding you.
No hay más cadenas.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Porque el Espíritu, ¿dónde
Where
está?
The Spirit of the Lord is.
¿Dónde está el Espíritu?
There is freedom.
Hay libertad.
There is liberty.
Hay libertad.
There's healing for you today.
Sanidad para ti hoy.
I want to thank Pastor Eric and Omar for being sensitive to the Spirit of God.
Quiero agradecer a Pastor Eric y Omar por ser sensibles al Espíritu de Dios.
God is moving in this place right now.
Dios está moviendo en este lugar ahora.
And sometimes all he expects from us is to give him room to move.
Y a veces lo que espera de nosotros es que le demos espacio de moverse.
And so it's good to see God chiseling away at hearts right now.
Y es bueno ver a Dios trabajando en los corazones ahora mismo.
And I want to extend the opportunity to anybody else that would like prayer to please come forward now.
Quiero extender la oportunidad.
Don't hesitate.
¿Alguien más quiere oración?
If you're struggling at all in any area, now's the time.
Si
we will agree with you.
Ven, hoy es el tiempo.
To see
por
you
ti.
Set free.
Para que seas libre.
Are you struggling to forgive someone?
¿Estás batallando
Now's
para
the
perdonar
time.
A alguien?
The atmosphere is here.
Hoy es el tiempo, la atmósfera está aquí.
The anointing is here.
La unción está
to
aquí.
Help you make that step and let it go.
Para ayudarte a dejar
If that's
eso.
You, just make your way forward. We've
si
got a little
tú,
time left.
Ven, ven adelante.
Amen. Amen. I see someone else Amen. Coming. Now come on, if that's you,
alguien
don't hesitate.
No,
Sometimes,
dudes.
Let me just say it, it's pride that holds us in our seat.
A veces hay un orgullo que nos mantiene en las sillas.
And God is extending grace right now.
Y Dios está extendiendo gracia
grace
hoy.
To heal.
Gracia para sanar.
Grace to rise up.
Gracia para levantarnos.
I sense in my spirit right now.
Yo puedo sentir en mi espíritu
that there might be some ladies in this room.
Que hay algunas mujeres aquí.
I'm reminded of the scripture by the Holy Spirit.
Y el Espíritu me recuerda esa escritura.
Of the woman who was bent over.
De la mujer que estaba hacia abajo.
And in my mind.
Y en mi mente.
I sense that there's some ladies here that have felt that heaviness for far too long.
Yo siento que hay mujeres aquí que han sentido ese peso por mucho
tiempo. I'm not saying you're
tiempo.
In sin. I'm just saying there's just been a heaviness.
No digo que estás en pecado, digo que hay un peso.
There's an anointing to break that off right now
in
Jesus' name.
Hay una unción para romper eso en el nombre de
Jesús.
So
if that's you, stand up and come forward right where you're at.
Levántate y ven al frente.
Our prayer team wants to pray with you.
Nuestro equipo de oración va a orar por ti.
And if you're a gentleman and that applies to you, now's the time. Come
up. Si eres un hombre y aplica para ti.
Take a step of
faith
and let the anointing
y deja que la unción
break the yoke.
Rompa el yugo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
God, we thank you for moving at these altars. Prayer team, please be aware of who's coming forward right now. Just agree with them as they stand for prayer in faith. God, we thank you for the breakthrough.
Dios, te damos gracias por el breakthrough, por el rompimiento.
We thank you for the anointing.
Te damos gracias por la unción.
It breaks the yoke.
Que rompe el yugo.
Thank you for freedom right now.
Gracias por la libertad hoy.
And courage.
Danos ánimo.
To believe.
Para creer.
We can be free.
Que podemos ser libres.
Free to follow you.
Libres para seguirte a ti.
Free to know you intimately.
Libres para conocerte íntimamente.
Free to walk with you.
Libres para caminar contigo.
Out of darkness.
Fuera de la oscuridad.
Into your marvelous light.
En tu luz admirable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
The grace of God is here.
La gracia de Dios está aquí.
Church, we honor you for joining us. We're grateful that our two bodies could be together today.
Iglesia, te agradecemos estar aquí. Nuestras dos iglesias están
what
aquí
an
juntas.
Honor.
Qué honor.
We love you.
Te amamos.
And we bless you.
Y te bendecimos.
Enjoy your freedom this 4th of July.
Disfruta tu libertad este 4 de
julio. Enjoy your family and friends.
Disfruta tu familia y amigos.
Until we see you again, make sure to come out with us on Wednesday night. If you're here for the first time,
hasta que te veamos de nuevo. Si estás aquí por la primera vez,
please meet us right over here at this visitor sign, right by that exit sign right there.
Visítanos aquí en el sign de visitantes a la salida.
And don't forget, there's a goodie for you at the coffee table in the back. Just let them know it's your first time.
No olvides que hay algo para ti ahí si es tu primera vez.
God bless you. If you need prayer, we'll be at the altars. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You're excused.